Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for over 65 years. They are open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. They are currently hiring for daytime and evening shifts. Apply in person Wednesday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. till 8. Must be able to work 3 days a week, just 10 minutes south of Emporia in Opie. It's the Opie Chicken House.
Welcome back.
All right, it is welcome back, block party time, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia Main Street Community Development Coordinator, Jessica Buckles. Jess, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
How are things going today with the big block party on Monday?
You know, they are definitely shaping up. I tell you what, there is just no downtime for Emporia Main Street. We have always got something in the hopper. And the next big one is the Welcome Back Student Block Party on Monday night.
Well, tell us when things will start hopping from the Main Street hopper and what's going to be going on.
You bet. So Monday night in the 6 and 700 blocks of Commercial Street, we will be rolling out the red carpet for our friends coming back for class at Flint Hills Technical College and Emporia State University. And the block party starts at 5:30 and goes until 7.
You mentioned here about, you know, I want to go back because I remember before COVID, the block party had a format, you know, and locations, stuff like that. And then things obviously had to change for COVID. Is this going to be kind of more like the pre-COVID format, location, layout that I think a lot of people had become used to?
Yes. So that is definitely the goal. We are hoping to bring just lots of incoming students downtown and local businesses together and really have that true block party atmosphere. We're adding some new enhancements and changing things up a little bit, but it is going back to that more traditional, like, block party theme that we remember before COVID.
And ample opportunity for the students to become aware and be familiar with the businesses and what we have to offer downtown, right?
Absolutely. So for those that are having, like, a booth at the block party, they are either an Emporia Main Street member business or organization or a recognized student organization at FHTC or ESU. So it's a great opportunity for students to come downtown and check out our local businesses and learn about organizations and then also about student groups that they can find on campus as well.
You know, one of the other things that the block party has been really good at is connecting the students to downtown businesses and downtown merchants, whether it's, say, for shopping things or maybe even some positions or things like that.
Absolutely. So we use the block party just kind of as a catalyst to get those students familiar with their new home. And so we encourage those businesses and organizations when they are chatting with students to let them know what products or services that they provide, and also if they have job openings. Just like you said, we do have a Main Street jobs board, so any of our member businesses or organizations can post their openings on our electronic jobs board. It's just a perk, a membership benefit. And then after the block party, we will be connecting with students to let them know about that jobs board. So it's a really easy way to take a look at new employment opportunities in the community. So that's one thing that we're definitely going to be pushing this year is, hey, check out all these businesses, definitely patronize them, shopping, services, eating, dining, all that great stuff. But then, hey, you need a job, there's probably an opportunity there too.
Well, there'll be a lot of people on hand. These block parties are a big buzz downtown. There's no doubt about that. We generally get rid of 100 T-shirts in like 30 seconds, I think.
I know. You guys are like the first stop. So students come across campus. They typically meet up with the KVOE crew, snag a T-shirt, talk a little bit about what's going on. And then we're going to encourage students just to, you know, keep moving. We do like to have them go really walk through the entire downtown. So this year with having the party in the 600 and 700 blocks of Commercial Street. They really will have to, you know, travel a bit on foot, if you will, to get there. But it gives them an opportunity just to kind of look around, you know, take inventory of our different businesses and, you know, check out some places that they might not have been before.
Just from your perspective here, this has been such a longstanding event and it's drawn such a big crowd, regardless of the weather. And the weather's looking really nice for Monday anyways. This could be actually the best weather that you've had for one of these.
Fingers crossed, knock on wood. You said the W word, so.
84 degrees for your high with sunshine. Right. So, but I guess the question comes up here about, you know, the downtown merchant, the support for this type of event. And, you know, when you put it out on the calendar, you know, just how many of the downtown Emporia merchants are ready to jump on board and to open up their doors to serve as their kind of own welcome parties with the Black Party underway?
Our local businesses definitely look forward to the event. I think that we have such a great connection with FHTC and ESU, and the student body of both of those organizations mean so much to our community, and they make such a great economic impact to our local businesses. So all of those students, you know, coming back into the community is a great flux of business for our local merchants. And so this really is a great opportunity for those students to kind of do a little exploring, especially for those that maybe are coming to Emporia. This is a big move for them. And we know that students, they feel a little bit more comfortable trying out something new, and maybe they're with a group of friends or peers. So the Block Party definitely allows, like, it creates that platform of it's everybody is invited and welcome, and we really want to embrace that inclusivity and diversity. And we have such a great partnership with both of those higher ed institutions. Like, they really help us promote the event and get students there.
All right, welcome back. Block Party starts 5:30 Monday, downtown Emporia. It will be a happening place. There is no doubt about that. So have you dried out down there in Main Street, Jess?
You know, I kind of felt like we've been in a wind tunnel the last couple of days because we have so many fans going. But like it was said in the segment right before this, I mean, you know, it was a bad situation with all of that rainfall, but I tell you what, just having all of those people come in and just say, what do you need? Or just grabbing a broom. I mean, that is just the true spirit of downtown Emporia. And I'm just so thankful that everybody that came out and helped out this week and just sent those good vibes and gave those local businesses some love. It was much needed.
All right. And hardly time for a deep breath because you're going to be gearing up for what? The Great American Market here before too long, huh?
And let me tell you guys, it's going to be a big one. I'm so
big
excited.
One.
So many vendors signed up. I mean, and you can truly find anything, including the kitchen sink, at this event. Because if you like food, if you like antiques, if you like jewelry, if you like stuff, you are in the right spot.
If you like the mingle, yeah, that's the
there
place
you go.
To be, no doubt about that. Well, Jess, hey,
absolutely.
Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
All right. Emporia Main Street Community Development Coordinator Jessica Buchholz on our primetime newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
Yes, with the Block Party taking place, don't forget Tegan Trahoon. We'll be doing our broadcasting duties there from 5 to 6:30 p.m. on Monday.
Yeah, then the students will go to, there's a big Monday night football event following that, Welch Stadium.
That is right. And speaking of Emporia State specifically, with Flint Hills Technical College getting its classes started